Welcome to Programme 2 of the Sunday Class Dance, here on Radio GH with me, Amanda Peart. Today, we will be going travelling. You are listening to an archived copy of this show, which was first broadcast on Radio GH in the week from March 7th, 2021. The sound quality has been downgraded to make the file smaller. Before we set off, I would like to thank everyone who listened and commented on last week's show, including one friend who said he hoped people sent me dedications and requests or I could find it difficult to fill the hour. I assured him that I've never been stuck for content in the past. We start our journey at Loch Ausch, which in Gaelic means foaming lake, and it is a sea inlet between the Isle of Skye and the Scottish mainland, running inland about 7.5 miles from Kyle of Loch Ausch to Ardelve. And I would like to dedicate the Loch Ausch reel to Chris and Elizabeth Rea, as it is one of Chris's favourite dances, as he told me in an aside, no setting. Colin Dewar and his band are going to play.
Thank you.
That was Colin Dewar from a Sky Collection CD. From Loch Ausch to another loch further south. Duddingston Loch is the only natural loch in Edinburgh, lying in Holyrood Park below Arthur's Seat. Henry Raeburn's famous painting, The Skating Minister, as in The Minister on the Loch, is set on Duddingston Loch. In 1778, a hoard of 53 late Bronze Age weapons was dredged from the loch, and these are now held by the National Museum of Scotland. The dance is a five-couple Strathspey by Gene Atwood, and the recording is by Jim Lindsay and his band on the Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1. Lindsay on my Recorded Highlights Volume 1 CD. There are many wonderful dances by devisers past and present which don't have their own recording, and there is a tendency for them to be overlooked when there are so many dances to choose between. So I decided to commission a series of CDs, and the criteria for inclusion was that the dance had never, in my research, had its own recording. Jim Lindsay recorded Volume 1 in 2019. Gordon Shand and Nicol McLaren were due to record the next two volumes in March and April last year, so hopefully they will follow at some point this year. Our next dance is the square set 4x48, i.e. 192, bar jig, 192 Miles Home by Katie Sweetman. In October 2014, she was a student travelling the 192 miles from South Wales back to her home city, Brighton and Hove. Which feels fast. The verse is all about the dancing couple, and the chorus, luckily, is the same each time, in that you meet the same people at the same point, even though everyone has moved on a position in the dance. A fun dance from RSCDS Book 50, the Spring Fling book, with all dances having been devised by young dancers, and the CD recorded by Scott Band. I hope you have recovered, as we are now going to dance the 8x32 bar reel Glastonbury Tour by Duncan Brown, and I will dedicate this to Jane and Brian Rose. Duncan really does devise some good dances. We had the Checkered Court last week, and this is also from an RSCDS book, Book 47, with Gordon Shan playing.
Thank you.
Glastonbury Tour from Book 47 CD by Gordon Shand. From one famous hill to another, even more famous, and back to Scotland for Schiehallion. Hugh Ansfrid Thurston cared passionately about dancing from many cultures, was extremely interested in the history of dance, taught and demonstrated with perfect clarity, and insisted on precise phrasing. An Englishman, born in 1922, during the war he worked as a cryptographer, deciphering the messages of the Italian Navy and later the Japanese Armed Forces. Meeting Hugh Foss at Bletchley Park sparked his interest in Scottish dancing. His great interest in tradition meant that he often crossed swords with Miss Milligan and the RSCDS over dances which they revised. About this dance, he said, "The idea was to create a new reel. The Scottish reel has a very definite structure, a verse and chorus pattern. There did seem to be a place for a reel with a definite chorus and a choice of figures, rather than setting steps for the verses." This was how he first presented the dance, with a repertoire of a dozen or so figures for the dancers to choose from. However, dancers preferred to be told what to do, so the dance evolved into what we now have. The name of the dance must have been inspired by the symmetry of the mountain and perhaps its association with the history of science. Dr. Neville Maskelyne, an 18th century astronomer royal, attempted to calculate the mass of the Earth by determining the mass of Schiehallion itself and observing the degree to which it caused a pendulum to deflect. Schiehallion is now best known to dancers as applied to Shehalian reels, which end this dance. Hugh Thurston preferred to call this figure a reel of eight and stressed that it was not really his original figure, but essentially the same as the reels in the traditional Axum reel. That was Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band, by the way, playing for Shehalian. Nicol's playing leads me personally to this next dance, and I hope he won't mind me remembering when he played at Milton Keynes probably 10 or so years ago. We are continuing our travels from Shehalian to Dundee for the Dundee City Police Jig, a five-couple canon. The dance is referred to as 5x32, but the music is actually 6x16, 96 bars, or 3x32 equivalent. On the occasion I remember, no one had told Nicol this, and so the band was gaily playing on after the dancers had all stopped. John Wallace Mitchell devised the dance for a Jimmy Shan tune. The Wind CD by The Music Makers, a North American Scottish dance band with accordion, fiddle and piano. Now we take a quick trip across the Irish Sea to the Glens of Antrim. This dance is our 1 8x32 bar Strathspey on the programme. The dance was devised by Betty Smith and published in the Belfast Book for their 40th anniversary. The recording is by Marian Anderson and her Scottish dance band for RSCDS Belfast Branch Diamond Jubilee CD. Enjoy 8 minutes of sheer pleasure. Thank you. Karin Anderson and her band. All this jetting about, we are going to need an aviator. In 2011, Carola Fisher devised this next dance for Hans Prade, I hope I've got the pronunciation right there, for his 80th birthday. Hans was keen on flying gliders, and once had the wonderful experience of being joined by a buzzard, which flew at his wingtips and mirrored his movements. The dance depicts Hans taking off, banking round, enjoying his flight with the buzzard, and then landing safely. The dance is published in RSCDS Book 52, and Jim Lindsay and his band are playing. have our aviator, we can leave the glens of Antrim, where we were in Ireland, and go much further, via Leicester, for a flight to Melbourne. This is a square set reel devised by Shirley Campbell, who regularly travelled that route in connection with her job. The dance was submitted 3 times to the RSCDS before it was accepted, sadly many years after the deviser had died. However, Leicester RSCDS had published the dance in their silver collection in 2002, and we will hear David Cunningham and his band's version of Flight to Melbourne. David Cunningham and his band from 2002. Now we will have our last Strathspey with a quintessential Australian tune. Please make up 4 couple long Y sets for Glengarry Homestead. The dance was devised by John Brenchley, another deviser I admire, published by him in his book The Kangaroo Paw, and Marian Anderson recorded the accompanying CD. The dance contains the formation The Targe, which first appeared, for the RSCDS anyway, in The Clansman in 1983. Thank you, Marion. Did you succeed with your Targe? And doesn't Marian Anderson play those tunes so well? Glengarry Homestead, about 20 kilometres east of Geraldton in Western Australia, was the venue in August 1995 for the inaugural Glengarry Scottish Games. Our final dance ties Australia back to Scotland. Ian Powery took up the violin at age 5. He made his first 78 recording, with his dad playing accordion, at the age of 12. When he left school, he was a tractorman by day and forming a dance band by night. Ian surrounded himself with the best musicians, including the then recently crowned Scottish champion accordionist Jimmy Blue. They developed into a unit capable of backing Andy Stewart on the Whiteheather Club, and in the space of 10 years he had gone from ploughman to leading a band on world tours, playing full summer seasons in Scotland's top theatres, as well as Balmoral Castle for the Queen, and 2 famous concerts in the Royal Albert Hall in London. West Kirkton Farm at Auchterarder was to be the family home, until immediately after a tour of Australia in 1966, when he dropped the bombshell that he was planning to pack up and emigrate. True to his word, at the height of his career, the farm was sold, farewell concerts performed, a final LP was recorded, and the cases were packed. Although the Poweries returned to Scotland in 1984, at the end of his playing career in 1999, Ian and his wife Layla moved back to Australia to be near their children and grandchildren. The dance was devised by Bill Hamilton, and I dedicate it to all the dancers who were at the Stagger Inn on Friday the 19th of February, when it was the Dem Dance. So that was Ian Powery's Farewell to Auchterarder by Ian Powery and his band from the Ian Powery's Farewell to Scotland LP. The final track this evening to complete our journey is a Boston two-step. Boston, Lincolnshire is only 25 miles east of me. Boston, Massachusetts is a long way to the west. But a Boston two-step really now belongs to Shetland. So this is for all Radio GH's Shetland friends. Ian Robertson and Rob Alderton will play from their 2009 double take CD, where both musicians play 2 instruments and the recording is over track, which brings to mind some of the 2020 recordings when this was about the only way of getting a band sound during lockdown.